Acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas has called for an international investigation to determine who is behind the death of former PLO leader Yasser Arafat.
We have clues indicating that President Yasser Arafat did not die of old age or sickness, but there are signs he died of poisoning. Who poisoned him and who sent him? That requires an investigation.
Now, Abbas's remarks came days after Palestinian investigators accepted reports issued by Swiss scientists who said they found high levels of the radioactive element polonium in the remains of Arafat's body. Palestinian investigators say Israel is the prime suspect in the case. However, Tel Aviv has denied the allegations. Arafat died in November 2004, a month after going into a coma following symptoms of abdominal pains, diarrhea, and vomiting. We're going to cross over to Idaho now. Joining us via Skype is Mark Glenn. He's a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Glenn. Now, an international investigation to determine who was behind the death of Yasser Arafat. What obstacles do you see this investigation facing in the coming days and months?
Well, the typical obstacles would be Israel and her spies and partisans that are scattered throughout all levels of power, particularly in the West, who will raise all sorts of noise and complaints. Attribute this investigation to anti-Semitism or some other red herring that is used to deflect any type of attention towards her criminal activities. But even if this were to take place, at the end of the day, the question that we have to ask ourselves is what is going to come of this? Let's keep in mind that it is an established fact, not a theory, but an established fact that Israel attacked a United States ship, USS Liberty, and killed 34 American sailors. Now, there doesn't need to be any investigation in establishing that this took place, and yet what has come of it? Billions and billions of dollars, not even counting the trillions of dollars that have been spent on the part of the United States fighting Israel's wars, have been the result of what Israel did on June 8, 1967. So even if an investigation were to take place, I think that the unfortunate conclusion that we have to arrive at is that nothing will come of it.
Well, you mentioned Israel's previous track record. I'd like to pick up on that point. Israel has time and again admitted to assassinating high-profile Palestinian figures. And so why do you think it is so adamant in denying this charge?
Well, at this time, Israel is suffering from very serious shortages in terms of public relations. The entire world is turning against her right now. The makeup is coming off, the breath mints are wearing off, and the perfume is beginning to wear off. And now the world is getting really the ugly truth of what Israel and this entire operation, this entire experiment in Jewish self-rule in the Middle East, what it is bringing to the world, not just to the Palestinians, but to the entire world. And so at this point, Israel is desperate to avoid any kind of new controversies or scandals involving her. And certainly the murder, the deliberate murder of a sovereign a head of a sovereign state, would only add to what is this growing awareness on the part of the rest of the world concerning Israel's inherently criminal nature.
Okay, Mark Glenn, political commentator there, joining us from Idaho via Skype. Mr. Glenn, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.